When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until
University group. I don't know if it's, they call themselves a choir, they just say it's called the Vocal Point. And they've done other things too, so you can look them up. But I just, and I kept playing this over and over because I was preparing my message, but I do get raised up. I get raised up when I come here and I'm with you, and I get raised up every time I remember who we all are, that we're all created in God's image and likeness, and we're all wonderful, every one of us. And today's a really special day. It's my 81st birthday. I was born March 3rd, 1943. So count that up, right now. I'm 81 years old today, and it is so great to be alive. It is so great to be alive at 81. I think I'm happier than I've ever been in my whole life. I love Wayne more than I ever loved in my whole life. I love all of you more than I ever loved you. I love people everywhere. So it just gets better and better and better. So, but we're not always feeling that way, are we? Maybe you're not feeling that way today. And sometimes when somebody like me bounces up and down, you go, oh, give me a break. But anyway, I hope that you will be lifted and inspired by my joy. How many of you are familiar with this book, Lessons in Truth? This is the very first Unity book that was ever written. And it was written by Dr. H. Emily Cady. And they're lessons, that's why it's called Lessons in Truth. And in her ninth lesson, listen to these words and see if you identify with any of these. There is nothing the human heart so longs for, so cries out after, as to know God, whom to know aright is life eternal. With a restlessness that's pitiful to see, people are ever shifting from one thing to another, always hoping to find rest and satisfaction in some anticipated accomplishment or possession. They pursue these things and gain them, only to find themselves still restless, still unsatisfied. Doesn't that apply to all of us? Mm-hmm. We want something so much, and we get it, and we're happy for a little bit, right? And the next thing, we're dissatisfied about something else. She says, at the great heart of humanity, there is a deep and awful homesickness that never has been and never can be satisfied with anything less than a clear, vivid consciousness of the indwelling presence of God. That's our deep and awful homesickness, and it can't be satisfied except by our being aware of that indwelling presence of God. Another favorite book of mine, and you can tell this is a favorite, see how worn and everything the cover is. In fact, I eventually took the cover off, I've taped it, and it keeps falling apart. But this is by Joel Goldsmith. Anybody familiar with this book? Practicing the Presence. So anyway, he says on page 11, he said, every person who has known dissatisfaction, incompleteness, and frustration will someday learn that there is only one missing link in his entire chain of harmonious living. Only one missing link. That is the practice of the presence of God. Consciously, daily and hourly, abiding in some great spiritual truth of Scripture. And then he names, it doesn't matter if it's Christian or Jewish or he, they're all, as long as it's a universal truth. If we keep our minds on God, as we call that one presence and one that power God, as we keep our minds on that, that's the missing link. But my question for you is, how much of your day are you doing that? You know, Wayne makes wonderful pie charts for our annual meeting. I'm so lucky that I have him as mine. So I said to him, I said, can you do a pie chart for me? But I don't want any numbers on it. Like, you know, he had all those numbers if you were at the meeting last week. And he said, sure. My question for you is, what part of your day are your thoughts on God? How much of your day are you practicing the presence of God? For many of us, it's this little section here. For some people, maybe they don't even think about God any time during the day. But I think most of us do think about God sometime during the day. Maybe you read your daily word, or you know, you have other things you do to keep your mind on God. And what I have found is that if my mind is on everything else, like what I'm worried about, like what I have to do, what you did wrong, what I did wrong, has anybody ever had any of those kind of thoughts? What's wrong with the world? And when are these politicians going to get their act together? I mean, when are these other people going to change out there? Does anybody ever think that? All the time I'm doing that, I'm kind of in the darkness. I am missing the sunshine that's shining by today. Wonderful that I got the sunshine today. But the sun is always shining. God is always there. God is always shining in our lives. But we're off in these other things, right? Well, the good news is, Owain's got them up there. See, he even put them in the PowerPoint. He's so good. Anyway, but when we began to start practicing the presence more throughout our day, we're going to have sunny, happier days no matter what the weather is. So today I brought something along with me to help you practice the presence more. And you all got one. And if you didn't, we want you to be sure to have one because you need it. It's called the Divine Prescription. Does everybody have one of those in their bulletin? This is a way to help you practice the presence. Okay. Now, how many of you take... Wait a minute. Let me get organized up here. Oh, no. It fell. All right. How many of you take things that come in bottles? Anybody who take in these things that come in bottles? These are medical prescriptions. And even if you don't take those, maybe you take a vitamin or some kind of supplement or you take Tylenol or something. We come to rely on these, don't we? We need them because they're going to help our bodies feel better, right? We willingly take these, although I resisted medication. I mean, I still resist medication, I have to tell you. But sometimes I do take it. But people rely on this, don't we? So that we can, if we have terrible pain, so we can get some relief from that, or if we've got some condition that needs support of that medication. Well, how many of you take prescriptions for your mental and spiritual health? Your mental, spiritual, emotional health? Well, you got one today, and you don't have to pay anything for it. You know, this isn't just like the doctor writes that name on it. You know, we used to get them, and we had to take them to the pharmacy and then wait for them to fill it. Well, my doctor, they just send them over. Does yours do that too? They just send them on over so that you remember what these were like. Anyway, this is going to change your life, by the way, not just your mental, emotional, spiritual life, but it's going to heal your body too. So don't think that this isn't going to help with your body, because it will. All right, so if you see, we always have some directions, right? So these directions are, if you will repeat these words a minimum of 3 times each day, your life will change in wonderful ways. You cannot overdose on these words. The more you repeat them, the more they become part of your conscious thought throughout the day. And remember what we need to daily and outwardly practice the presence. We need to daily have our mind on something about God. But I don't think we've been trained to do that, were you? I wasn't. So anyway, I promise you this works because I've been doing this for a long time. These prescriptions all came to me from God. And this message, by the way, is God's message, not mine. So I do a lot of preparation, and I have to, you know, my title today is Trusting and Relying on God Equals Happiness. So I'm getting to practice trusting and relying that God's going to come through with this for whatever you need to hear, and it's going to be different. And it's not just for us here because, you know, we film this. In fact, Charlene's doing that today, and we put that out on the internet so other people can hear this same message. So... And I trust that whoever needs to hear will hear, right? But again, I'm just doing my part up here, best I can. All right, so the first one is life-changing for me. This was given to me 4 years ago and I was preparing to give a message here, and we shut down for the pandemic. You all were supposed to be coming on Palm Sunday, but you didn't come because we shut down. But I came on Saturday and recorded a message, and in that God gave me this prescription. And these are the words that I say every single day when I wake up, that I say every time I'm frightened, that I say every time I'm disturbed about something. I invite God to take me over. So these words are, God, take me over. Take me over, God. Think your thoughts through me. Speak your words through me. Act your actions through me for your glory, for my healing and the healing of the world. Well, why on earth would you want anybody to take you over? Because left to my own devices, I don't always make some messes. But when I invite God to be with me, God changes the messes into something wonderful. So it's for your benefit, by the way. You are inviting God in for your benefit. And the words that I speak are going to be kind and loving, and they're going to be encouraging. They're not going to be telling you what's wrong with you. They're not going to be telling me what's wrong with me. They're not going to be telling the world what's wrong with it. Do we ever do that? Well, if God takes over, we'll stop doing that. All right, act your actions through me. For your glory, I'll always give thanks to God. I no longer say, wasn't that lucky that that happened? There's no such thing as luck. That's the activity of God working in my life and in your life. But how often do we give God the credit? How often do we realize that that's where all the good things come from? God is always showering us with blessings all day long. But I've got a script that it's supposed to follow my script. And when it's not going my way, then I don't know that God's doing anything. But God has a better plan. A better plan for me and for you and for the world. Anyway, when I do that, guess what? I experience a healing. It could be not just a healing of my thoughts and my mind, but a healing in my body. My life is so transformed since I've been saying this prayer. I can't begin to tell you the hundreds of things that God has done for me and does for me every day. I keep a gratitude journal. I always have. But now God gets all the credit. God gets all the credit for all the ways that God blesses me. Now, the title of the lesson was Trusting, Relying on God. And that comes from the Bible and from the Proverbs. How many of you are familiar with the book of Proverbs? They're known as the wisdom teachings. Wise Solomon is attributed, many of them are attributed to him. Anyway, this is in, I know you probably all know this, this is in the third chapter, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. So, I've spent my life relying on Karen, just like when I'm preparing a message, it's like, oh, it's not going to be okay, I got to get it right. No, please let me have a little box, a little package. And the words are, dear precious Karen, trust in me and stop relying on yourself. Acknowledge me, because I'm going to give the message that these people need to hear. Not the one you think they need to hear, but whatever they need is what I'm going to speak through you. If you will invite me and let me do it. And I share a personal little example this morning. I've been working on this message for a long time, by the way. And the whole thing is about trusting, right? Trusting and relying. And that doesn't mean we don't have to do anything. But I'm kind of keyed up. I did something to get practiced again this morning. And then I do a 30-minute meditation every day. And in that meditation, I realize how my heart is racing and I'm all keyed up. And the words that God gave me when I was practicing was about the peace of God filling me. And I allow myself to feel that peace of God filling me, that presence of God filling me, the love of God filling me. And I just totally let go and relaxed. And the message was, remember, trust me. This isn't about you. This is about me. So this really works. And the second pill, I call it, the second medication, the second spiritual medication on your prescription is, I made it personal. I am trusting in you, God, with all my heart and no longer relying on myself. I'm remembering and experiencing your presence and power and giving thanks for how you are blessing me each moment. And so that is the message that God gives me. Every day I do something called two-way prayer. And in that time I may say to God, please remove my fear about this message, you know, how this is all going to go and getting it all together, and direct my attention to who you would help me be. And God always says, my precious, beloved Karen, I want you to trust me with all your heart and stop relying on yourself. In all your ways, know that I'm with you, and I'm going to give you everything you need every minute of every day. And that message comes every single day. Every time I'm disturbed, And I turn to God and say, please remove this disturbance or this upset. Because I get upset with people too. I know it's hard to believe. But I do get upset with people. But I'm now, my mind is trained to immediately turn to God and say, please, God, remove this upset. And direct my attention to who you have me be. Immediately, trust in me with all your heart. And stop relying on yourself. Are other people behaving differently? And then the other thing that God says to me every day, he says, I want you, Karen, to look for and find me in every single person. No exceptions. I want you to look for and find me in every single person. Every single situation, no matter how challenging it may seem or how much you don't like it, every second of every day. Now, God's been saying this to me for probably over a year, so I'm getting it. I'm beginning to, instead of looking for what's wrong with me, because I do a really good job of that, don't you? And you and the world. Don't we look at the world and say, what a mess? What about if we look for all the good that God is doing in the world? All those people that are in these war-torn areas, it's so tragic. It is so tragic, and we pray for those people. We pray that they will feel God's presence and that they will feel God's with them even in the most, and us. If you're going through something difficult in your life, know that God's with you through it. You're not alone. But at the same time in those areas, there's a lot of people who are still safe and they're still healthy. And with you, if you have pain or you have some challenge, that's not your whole life. You can still see, you can still hear, you can still, all these things we can still do, but we focus on that one thing that we don't like. We do it with ourselves, we do it with each other, we do it with the world. And we must stop if we want to be happy. Because we're relying on ourselves and other people. We're not relying on that one presence and that one power that's active everywhere, whether people know about it or not. That one presence and that one power. Because when you do these things, my friend, when you do these things, you're not just transforming your mind and training your mind and healing your body. You actually are healing the world. When we say, what a mess, I can't do anything about it. Oh, yes, you can. Every Sunday we sing, let there be peace on earth. And let it begin where? Where? Out there with the politicians? Out there with those other people? No, it's not going to be. We have no control over what they do. We do have control over the thoughts in our mind. So, let there be peace in my mind. Let there be peace in my heart. Let there be love in my heart. Let there be joy in my heart. Let me show people that God's here. God's alive. God's here. And God lives in each and every one of us. So, I know that some of you will leave this on the pew, maybe. I'm going to run out and check before you go because I'm going to come after you. But seriously, this is new for you. This is not something you're used to doing. You brush your teeth. How many of you brush your teeth? Well, wait a minute. How many of you brush your teeth every day? This is pretty safe, I think. How many of you eat food every day? All right. So you learned to brush your teeth, didn't you? And you know, I started using the water pick, I don't know how many years ago now, but I still find it really uncomfortable. I find that water sheet, I don't like it. But you know why I do it? Because it keeps my teeth healthy and I don't have to have dental work done. Do you want to have a happier life? This is what you got to do, friends. So, and Wayne, I'll be on Wayne all the time. I actually was going to practice with him through the week to see how it went. And I thought, no, don't go there. anyway, so we have to practice the presence of God. This is one way for you to invite God. And I'm going to encourage you to invite God to take you over. Invite God to take over all your limited thoughts, all your fears, all your worries. Because God will when God is invited. But we have a part to play. And this world is going to change. We are the ones we're waiting for. God, he said, be the change you want to see in the world. Don't look out there for those other people to change. That's their business. When you invite God to take over your life and you do these prescriptions, you're going to see wonderful things happen. Because my life has changed. I can't even explain it. And every day I just see God blessing me. I walk every morning. It used to be in the dark. Now it's light up. But I walk very early in the morning. And usually the robins are always out. And when I come out, they fly away, right? Well, I went walking the day before, yesterday. And I was coming back to my house. And there was a robin sitting in the middle of our sidewalk. And it didn't move. It didn't move as I moved closer to it. And I know that that was God. Because when I walk, I'm praying, I'm saying the 23rd Psalm, I'm doing the 12 power exercise, I'm doing a third step prayer and seventh step prayer, and I'm doing that, God take me over. I think I was so aligned with God that I was aligned with that bird. And that to me was God. When I walk outside and I see the moon, that's God. God is everywhere. So I want us to say this so you get used to saying it at least once. But I'll check in with you. I'll call all of you through the week and check to see how you do. Will you take this prescription with me together? God take me over. Take me over, God. Think your thoughts through me. Speak your words through me. Act your actions through me. For your glory. For my healing and the healing of the world. I am trusting in you, God, with all of my heart, and no longer lying on myself. I am remembering and experiencing your presence and power, and giving thanks for how you are blessing me each moment. I am looking for you, God, and finding you in every person, every situation, every second of this day. How many of you are willing to give this a try and do this 3 times a day? At least today you did it once. So a day, do it 2 more. And we say in our program, this day, I will do this for this day. And then tomorrow I'll get up and decide I'll do it for another day. So that's how you do it. You build it 1 day at a time. If you wouldn't miss your pill, would you? This is going to give you even more. Even more. You want some more healing for your body, this will give it. One thing I forgot to mention, I'm also a student of Course in Miracles. You know, I study so many things. I do the Buddhist meditation with those people, and I do the Course in Miracles, and I do my 12-step work, and I do the Unity stuff, and all of it is part of the whole. It all has value, and it's all wonderful and good. But in the Course in Miracles, we get a workbook lesson. There's a lesson for every single day of the year. And we are asked to repeat that word, like, I rest in God. That's one of them. I rest in God. Every hour, we are to repeat, I rest in God. Why the repetition? So that you begin to rest in God. I want to show you my little chart. I have a little chart that I mark off every time I remember to say it. So, whatever you have to do to help yourself, to do this divine prescription. But the other is, I step back and let God lead the way. I step back and let God lead the way. I invite God to take over. Why? So I can be happy, joyous, and free. Anybody else want to join me? Okay, God bless you. Okay. Now, I always say this is my favorite part. Because this is the part when we sort of drop in and really invite ourselves to experience the presence of God. So before we do that, let's together say our Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, now I invite you to some nice deep breaths and breathe in deeply. And as you exhale, let go of any kind of concerns you may have in your life, with your body, with your finances, with your relationships. And give yourself the gift of this time away from that busy mind that's planning or regretting, or let the mind rest and let it be open and receptive to experience the very presence, the very peace, the very love, the very joy of God. So as you breathe in, I invite you to imagine the peace of God coming into you. If you want to, imagine it coming in the top of your head, moving down through your face, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your fingers, down the front of your body and the back of your body, bathing all your internal organs, down your legs, and into your ankles, your heels, bottom of your feet, the top of your feet, your toes. Just feel all of you filled like a balloon with the peace of God. And allow that peace of God to calm any disturbing thoughts, any disturbing sensations. Maybe there's some pain. Let that peace of God soothe and comfort you. Yes, God's peace is within you all the time, filling you up, actually embracing you in a warm, peaceful hug. You are being tenderly and lovingly held, cherished and adored, comforted. You are so loved. And then imagine, with each breath, the love of God. Imagine the best love you know that you've experienced, the love you have for a pet or a child or a person. Feel the love of God just filling you up, moving throughout your head, down your neck, down your shoulders and your arms, into your hands and fingers, down the front of your body, the back of your body, bathing all your internal organs, down your legs, into your feet, just filling you with so much love. And hopefully you've got a smile on your face, because if you're feeling all that love, that will generate a smile. You are loved, cherished, and adored just as you are. You don't have to accomplish anything. You don't have to do anything different. Just as you are, God loves you. Feel that love. Imagine the joy of God. Imagine the joy of God celebrating, happy, it's great to be alive kind of energy. The joy of God filling your being. Moving in through the top of your head, down through your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hands and your fingers. Down the front of your body, down the back of your body, down your legs, into your feet. Filling you with the joy of God. You're alive, alert, awake, joyous, and enthusiastic about life. Allow God's joy to well up in you and to fill you and to thrill you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We are practicing the presence of God. because we're realizing that God's with us always as peace and love and joy. And since we know that individually for ourselves, now I invite you to let that consciously send it out, radiate it out to everyone in this room. Radiate the peace and the love of joy that you've experienced out to everyone in the room, because maybe someone here didn't feel any of those things. Because some days we can't let that in. We really can't let it in, even though it's always there. Your sending that to everyone here will increase that for everyone here. And then, okay, let's keep it going. Let's send it out to everybody in the neighborhood. Send it out to everyone in the state, everyone in the nation, everyone in the entire world. Every living thing, people, animals, plants, let all of that peace, love, and joy of God radiate out from you. No exceptions. You need to let it, you need to want everyone to experience it. And as we are doing this now, we are actually not just changing ourselves and each other here, but we actually are the change we want to see in the world. We actually are healing the entire world. And we can do this any hour, any moment of any day. And part of the way we do that is to practice the presence of God more, so it fills up more of our day and more of our life. Because God and good are everywhere, even though they seem to be hiding. God is everywhere present, and when we look, we do find God. So for this opportunity to do this healing of the world together, let's join together and say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Okay. I feel better. Do you feel better? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. Now, the last song I chose is, I would like you to continue like it's a meditation of sorts. Because this is by Karen Drucker, and the images and things are all showing God's world, right? Wait, I'm not done talking yet. Wayne! Thank you. Okay. Anyway, as you see, there's the first image. Oh, you saw the other one. That's all God in expression. So every image you see God and good in all of it. You'll see a baby, you'll see all kinds of people, and kind of keep yourself in that space to receive this gift. We kind of like upbeat things, and I like upbeat things too, but there's a time for stillness and to just allow ourselves to experience God. So with that, I'm done. Now wait. And trust and breathe.